Ethan is massing ever come to an end. Oh, lucky I knew everybody, all is new, everybody. Oh, Lord, grace is thy food.
The works
exalted be thou, exalted, O Lord, above all heaven, hallelujah. Then, O Lord, above all heaven, let your glory, let your glory be above all the earth. Let your glory be above all the earth. Enemy Baba, Toto Baba, Enemy Baba, Toto Baba, no Baba, Enemy Baba. Baba, hey, Baba, told you, Baba, no, Baba, hey, Baba, told you, Baba, hey, Baba, told you, Baba, no, hey, Baba, told you, Baba, hey, Baba, told you, Baba, no, hey, Baba, told you, Baba. Hey, Baba, don't you, Baba, don't worship, hey, Baba, don't you, Baba, hey, Baba, don't you, just worship the Lord, you are the Father, don't you, Baba, hey, Baba, don't you, Baba, oh, yeah, hey, Baba, don't you, Baba, hey, Baba, Father, Baba, 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 just begin to worship the King of Kings. Let's begin to worship, let's worship him. Let's thank him, let's thank him, let's thank him, let's thank him, let's thank him. He's worthy of our praise, he's worthy of our. Father, we appreciate you, we love you, Lord. Father, we appreciate you. Just sing shiny song. We need to worship your maker. Let me to bless him from January to February. February to March, March to April. May. This is the last Monday in the month of May. Let's begin to worship him. He's worthy to be praised. Let's not like unto him. He's the King of Kings. He's the Lord of Lords. The Ancient of Days. The beginning and the ending. The one that cannot change. Unchangeable changer. The Lily of Valley. The brighter morning star. Just worship his majesty. Let's not like unto him. He's the King of Kings. Father, we worship you. You are the I am that I am, the Alpha and the Omega, the Author and the Finisher. Father, we worship you. Over our children, we say thank you very much. Over our families, we say thank you very much. Despite what is going on in your world, we still have the cause to say thank you very much. In everything, we say thank you, Jesus. Father, we worship you. Lift up your voice. Say something good about your God. He's awesome. He's wonderful. He's marvelous. Father, we worship you, Lord. You are the all King of Kings, the one that cannot change, the ocean divider, the battle destroyer. Father, we thank you. Father, we lift you up. Open your mouth and worship him. Father, we can bless him. Begin to worship him. My brother, my sister, open your mouth. Just say something good about your God. Father, we thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Oh, yes, Master Telebro Soto Makataya Baba. Zike Nebo Soto Ria Kasata Baba. Several deaths have been recorded all over the world. But your family name were not part of this thing. Lift up your voice, begin to worship him. He's worthy to be praised. There is no like unto him. He's the ancient divine. Father, we thank you. The one that was lost, the ancient of days, the better monster. The 24 elders, they are worshiping him day and night. Father, we need to worship you. You are so glorious. You are marvelous, Lord. You are marvelous, Lord. We give you all the glory. We appreciate you, Lord. Be thou exalted. In Jesus' name, we are praying. I want us to sing this song. Who is like unto thee? Hallelujah. Oh, oh Lord, who is like unto thee? Hallelujah. Oh Lord, among the gods, who is like thee, brethren, who are glorious in holiness and faithful in praises, for us to Hallelujah. Just worship him. Who is like unto thee? Oh, Lord. Who is like unto thee? And like Bara. Oh, Lord. Among the gods. Maruka Satan. Who is like you? Glorious in holiness and faithful in praises, always doing wonders. Hallelujah! God is only you, Jesus is only you. Oh Lord, is only you, Savior. Forget about what you are passing through. Reference your Almighty God. Only you. Oh Lord, is only you. Savior is only. It's all about you. It's all about you. Jesus is all about you. Oh Lord, is all about you. Savior. All about you. Let me to bless the name of the Lord. Just say thank you. It's all about you, Lord. 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 Let me to worship him. It's worthy to be praised. It's all about the majestiness of God. Father, we thank you, Lord, over our family. We say thank you very much. For not allowing the plan of the devil to come to reality in our life. The Bible says, if not for God that be on our side, what shall we say by now? Father, we thank you, Jesus. It's all about you, Lord. Be thou exalted in Jesus' name. We are prayed. Say, oh Lord, my Father. In any way we have sinned against you, have mercy upon me tonight in the name of Jesus. Father, Lord, be merciful upon me and my family tonight in the name of Jesus. Father, show your mercy. Only a shadow for me. Open your mouth and pray. Ask God for mercy tonight. Don't joke with tonight's prayer. Father, be merciful. It's only the connecting bridge that can take you to the throne of grace. Father, I say, let us come boldly to the throne of grace so that we might receive help in times of need. Father, tonight, O Lord, have mercy upon me. In any way, Lord, I've disappointed you. Whatever I've done that you are not happy about, please forgive me tonight. Oluwa shadow for me. Father, forgive me tonight. In the name of Jesus, let your name be glorified. In Jesus' name, we are prayed. Beloved, it is dangerous to be praying under the closed heaven. If you are going to declare this prayer upon loud and clear, say, heaven over my tonight, heaven over my prayer tonight. Heaven over my prayer tonight. Open by fire. In the name of Jesus. Open, open. Let the heaven over my prayer open. Heaven over my prayer. Open. Declare your heaven open tonight. In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray that prayer. Heaven over my prayer. Open tonight by fire. In the name of Jesus. Oh yeah, open. In Jesus. Mighty name, we are praying. See, I take authority over every principalities and power in my environment. In the name of Jesus, we need to take authority by the power and the blood of Jesus. We need to take authority. The Bible says, we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and power. Father, we take authority over every rulers of darkness, every principality, every power in this environment. I take authority over them. I use the blood of Jesus to fight them tonight. In the name of Jesus, open your heart and prayer. Take authority over them. Use the blood of Jesus and the power in his name to take total authority. Every strength power residing in your environment, say your prayer will not be answered. But I take authority over them tonight. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Declare this one loud and clear. Say, my father, I am before you tonight. For a change of story, appear in my situation. in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray, 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 pray. Father, I am before you tonight. Oluwa o masutala ba 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 reke sete. Father, to attend your sorry. I have come tonight in the name of Jesus. I will not return the same in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, pray, 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 pray. Tell God to appear your situation in the name of Jesus. Oh, do appear your situation in the name of Jesus. Oh, pray, 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 pray. Appear in the name of Jesus. Oh, pray, 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 pray. Aha. Pray, pray, pray. In the name of Jesus, appear my situation in the name of Jesus. In Jesus, mighty name, we are praying. I beg you in the name of Jesus, we don't have much time to pray tonight, but the little time we have, I want every one of us to take possession of this place. Beloved, your destiny lies in your hand. A closed mouth is a closed destiny. If you really want to make it in life, you need to wrestle and pray. The Bible says, John the Baptist's head was cut off because he could not pray. The Bible says, even in Luke 1:37, they say he has a spirit of Elijah inside of him. But yet, when a simple error, the king asked, demanded for his head, he could not raise his voice at all. A closed mouth is a closed destiny. Say, I decree and I declare. It doesn't matter what I've passed through in life. My future shall be great. Open your mouth and pray, 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 pray. Pray for your children like that. Pray for your family. Their future must be great. It doesn't matter what you are passing through. It doesn't matter what you have passed through. As you decree it, it shall be established. My future shall be great. The future of my children, they shall be great. Open your mouth and pray in the name of Jesus. Pray, 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 pray. In the mighty name of Jesus. Pray for yourself. Decree and then declare. Your future must be great. It doesn't matter your age. It doesn't matter your time. It doesn't matter your children's age. Whether you are married or not, it doesn't really matter. All that matters is that you speak to your situation. Tonight I decree, say my own future, it shall be great tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus, my future will be great. My future shall be great. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Ha. You are going to pray this all loud and clear for yourself. Many of us, you are supposed to be at a particular level in life, but there are some powers that their duty is to cage what belongs to your life. I want you to pray this all loud and clear. Say, every arrow of stagnancy fired into my life by fire. In the name of Jesus, command the arrow to go back tonight. Enough of standing on the same post. Arrow of stagnancy, fire into my life, into your marriage, into your finances, into your business. Command them to go back to sender. When you go back to sender, the arrow must go back. Enough of stagnancy. I must move forward. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and pray, pray, pray. Help yourself in that prayer. You must move forward. Enough is enough. You must move forward. You must move forward. In the mighty name of Jesus. Arrow of delay, arrow of stagnancy, fire into your life. Command them to go back to sender. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and pray. In Jesus' name, we are prayed. You are going to pray number two like this. Say, every strong man, assign against my progress in life. You are a liar. Die, 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 die. Aha. Pray, 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 pray. In the name of Jesus, every strong man assigned against your progress. Look at the level you are. Your story would have been gone more than this. Better than what you are seeing now. Open your mouth and pray that prayer. Every strong man assigned against my life to hinder my progress. You are a liar. Da, 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 da. Aha. Pray, 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 pray. My sister, why do you want people to congratulate you? You need to deal with that strong man. Every strong man in my father's house, in my mother's house, assign against my progress. You are a liar. Die in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray. In Jesus' name, we are praying. I'm begging everybody tonight. I don't know where you are, but please, let's take this prayer point seriously. I can feel in my spirit, some people are taking it lightly, but it's better for you to pray so that you will not pray. Shout this one loud and clear. Say, powers
that want to turn my joy to sorrow.
Beloved,
I pray this prayer seriously. I pray regularly because there are some powers. Their duty is to turn people's joy into sorrow. If you don't believe me, go and read Job chapter 1. The Satan entered the life of Job. Despite the fact that God gave a good CV, a good description, an upright man, a just man, a one that feared the Lord, and yet Satan entered his life. And on a certain day, he killed 10 children. I am praying for somebody here. In the name that is above every other name, nobody will pay you a condolence visit over your children. In the name of Jesus. 10 children one day. Say this one out clear. Your children are your joy. You see them doing good things, you are happy. Shout this one out clear. Say powers. I said to turn my joy to sorrow. You are a liar. Help yourself tonight. Tonight is a senior prayer point. Every power that has determined to sow your joy to sorrow, that want to turn your joy to sorrow over your children, over your business, over your career, over your marriage, open your mouth of prayer, then over your health. In the name of Jesus, the power will die. The power must die. The power must die. The power must die. Open your mouth and pray. They must die. 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 Maruka Sadaroba. Pray. In Jesus' mighty name, we are prayed. There is somebody here. We need to pray against constant hard life. If you can pray this prayer period seriously, the anointing of ease is about to fall upon your hand. He said in Samuel verse 1, he said, whatsoever, he said, blessed is a man who walk not in the counsel of the ungodly, or sit in the seat of the scornful. He said, whatever he doeth shall prosper. I am praying for somebody here. As from today, by the time we share the grace in this prayer line, whatever you lay your hands on that are good, they will prosper. 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 In the name of Jesus. Aha! You are going to pray this one down there. Say powers that want me to struggle till I die. You are a liar. Die. Aha! Pray. Enough for struggling. Something must happen. Help us must rise concerning you. Open your mouth and pray of yourself. Help yourself in this prayer. Help yourself into that prayer. In the name of Jesus, help us of destiny must rise up for you. In the mighty name of Jesus, open your mouth and pray. Your helper must arise. Your helper must arise. Your helper must arise. Your helper must arise. My sister, pray that prayer. Enough for struggling. Enough of delay. Enough of stagnancy. Enough of hard life. You must move forward. You must move forward. My brother, enough for stagnancy. You must move forward. In Jesus. Mighty name, we pray. I have a friend. His brother had first class in what they call University of Ife. Not even OAU now. University of Ife in the olden days. First class in mathematics. In fact, the last time I heard from him, that he's teaching primary school mathematics. He's teaching in the primary school in one place in Nigeria. Why? How can a first class candidate in mathematics in the olden days is living that kind of life? Why? Because the anointing of ease was not upon him. You are going to lift up your two hands because the anointing is about to fall upon you now. It's called the anointing of ease. Asherah. Say my father. Let there be showers of anointing upon you of ease upon me. In the name of Jesus. Anointing of ease. Oh, you fall upon me. Open your mouth and pray. Anointing of ease. So that whatever you lay that out on, it must surely prosper. Open your mouth and pray. Anointing of ease. Oh, you fall. Aha. For. In the name of Jesus. Fall upon me. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, yeah. Pray. Help yourself in this prayer. Fall upon me now. Anointing of ease. Oh, yeah. Fall. Aha. Help yourself. Anointing of ease must fall upon me. In the mighty name of Jesus. In Jesus. Mighty name, we are praying. Beloved, this prayer point, if you love yourself, There is one adage that says, Kiji pao shileku, afetuba di kokoro no wa. That means, unless you have the key, you might not be able to open the door. Praise the name of the Lord. So, tonight, I want to pray for somebody here whose life has been padlocked. You want to make progress. You cannot make progress. You want to marry. It's a struggle. Everything you want to do is always a struggle. I want to praise on that idea. Masuta la ba 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 ba. Zekele broso to makataya ba. Say this one loud and clear. Don't joke with this way at all. Shout this one. Every satanic padlock that has tied down my life. Ha! You are a liar. Break by fire. Break. In the name of Jesus. Break. Aha. Yes. Break in the name of Jesus. Oh yeah, break by fire. Break then. Break every evil padlock that has tied down your life. Oh yeah, break it tonight. Oh yeah, break it tonight. My brother, break it tonight. You must make progress. Your life must be meaningful. Every evil padlock that has tied down your life, I break it tonight. I'm man of God. Oh yeah, break it. Aha. Break it tonight. In the name of Jesus. Break it tonight. In Jesus' name, we are praying. This next prayer is for few people here. If you need it, please pray it. For me, I need it myself. You are going to lift up your voice loud and clear. Say uncommon blessings from unexpected quarters. I don't think everybody needs that. But I need it more than when something is uncommon. Imagine somebody doing Christmas. You have been thinking, how will I survive with these children? There are never children on the floor. Nothing is happening. And somebody just knocked the door that you don't even know and presented God's gift for you. It's an uncommon blessing from an unexpected quarters. I want you to pray tonight. I believe God strongly. If you can pray this prayer, I'm so confident in my spirit that within now and the 7th of July, which is the month of perfection, 7th of June, in the month of jubilation, I decree tonight, people will knock your door and present uncommon blessing to you in the name of Jesus. Now lift up your voice and pray. Say uncommon blessings from unexpected quarters. My life is available. Appear in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray. Uncommon blessing from unexpected quarters. Open your mouth and pray. Help yourself in that prayer. Don't miss your time. Pray. Help yourself in the name of Jesus. Uncommon blessing in the mighty name of Jesus from unexpected quarters. Oh wow, let it be upon me. In the name of Jesus, let your name be glorified. In Jesus, mighty name we pray. The Lord said we are going to repeat that prayer one more time. How do I know that? In Acts of Apostles chapter 3, don't open it yet. Acts of Apostles chapter 3, verse 1 to 8. The Bible recorded there was a man that was born blind. And every single day of his life, they will carry him from his house. Some people will carry him and dump him by the gate called the Beautiful Gate. Although the gate of the temple was called the Beautiful Gate, but his life was not beautiful. I don't know what the enemy has termed as ugly in your life. Each time they look at you, they shake their head. I say, when will this 6 months your story change? I am decreed tonight by the power in the name of Jesus. Before the end of this month, all those who pity you before, they will soon celebrate you in the name of Jesus. I said they will soon celebrate you in the name of Jesus. They will see the hand of God in your life. Over your children, they will see the hand of God. Over your life, they will see the hand of God. Over your family, they will see the hand of God. In the name of Jesus. This man, when they brought him to the gate, one day, just like today, he met Peter and John on the way to the temple. And those guys, they were loaded with the powerful ghost. And when they got to the gate, they look at him. He looked at them, expecting to receive something from them. Tonight, I decree, your expectation from the Lord will never be cut short. In the mighty name of Jesus. So, lo and behold, when they look at them, It was expected to receive maybe £1, £1, $1, just one kind of number. Just give me some money. And Peter answered. He said, silver or gold, we don't even have. The offering to pay the church, we don't even have. We are going there to minister. But there is something that silver and gold cannot buy. Mareke set here. I have prayed for several people on the line tonight. If your faith is strong and your amen is loud wherever you are, in the name that is above every other name, miracle that eyes have not seen before, miracle that ears have not heard before, the one that has not entered the imagination of any man, receive it now. Receive it, receive it, receive it, receive it, receive it, receive it, receive it in the name of Jesus. The miracle is always uncommon. The man never expected it at all. They said, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. And he collected an unexpected miracle before the 7th of June. And repeat that prophecy before we pray that prayer one more time. In the name that is above every other name, there is somebody on the line tonight. As the Lord liveth, you will receive an uncommon testimony, an unexpected testimony from an unexpected source. In the name of Jesus. That day, the man left home lame to receive money from people, but he walked back home rejoicing. By the time we share the grace tonight, it doesn't matter what you are passing through, whether the problem, he said, heaven and earth might pass away, but the word of God will never be, will never go unfulfilled. He said, with man it might not be possible, but for with God, all things, including what we are passing through, they said they are possible. I serve a God of possibility. He has never failed and he will never fail. I decree today, uncommon miracle that you did not expect from an unexpected source, or you receive it now, or you receive it now, or you receive it now, or you receive it now. Say, I receive it in the name of Jesus. Now turn into prayer. Say, my Father, my Father, my Father, give me an uncommon miracle from an unexpected source in the name of Jesus. Pray. Father, give me an uncommon miracle from an unexpected source in the mighty name of Jesus. Open your mouth. Pray. Tell God that healing, God can do it. That miracle, God can do it. Unexpected miracle in the name of Jesus. He was expecting money, but he got his miracle. Pray. In the name of Jesus, let your name be glorified. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. See, you are going to pray this one. This next prayer point is for restoration. You see, I will restore the years cankerworm has eaten in your life. What you are supposed to achieve at 30, you are over 40 now, you are still struggling to achieve them. Something is wrong somewhere. You see, I wish above all things that you may prosper and be in good health. So and so prosper. 3 John 2. Though there is somebody here tonight, your health is giving you issues. I decree tonight, by the power in the blood of Jesus, the health condition will be totally restored. In the mighty name of Jesus, your health condition shall be totally restored. In the name of Jesus, don't worry about it anymore. It shall be totally restored. In the name of Jesus. You are going to pray for yourself. Say, all my wasted years. Say, all my wasted years shall be totally restored tonight in the name of Jesus. Pray. It shall be restored. Oh, put your mouth up. Pray. My wasted years. Oh, do I? They must be restored. They must be restored. Oh, put your mouth up. Pray. Let your wasted year be restored in the name of Jesus. Let your wasted year, let them be restored tonight in the mighty name of Jesus. Your wasted years, oh, you be restored. Oh, you be restored. Oh, you be restored. Oh, you be restored. Oh, you be restored tonight in the name of Jesus. And let your name be glorified in Jesus' precious name. We are praying. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I am praying for somebody here, that in the name that is above every other name, I want your amen to be the loudest wherever you are. The Lion of the tribe of Judah, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the one that has never and will never lose any battle, is about to step into your case tonight. In the name of Jesus, he will step into your case. 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 In the name of Jesus. Now pray this one for yourself. Whether you are sick or not, don't worry about it. Just pray. Faith comes by hearing and hearing the word of God. Say this one loud and clear. Say every arrow of terminal sickness. Hey. Fired into my life. Backfire! Open your mouth and pray, 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 pray. Arrow of terminal sickness. Oh yeah, go back to sender. Oh yeah, go back to sender. I shall not die body and declare the word of God in the name of Jesus. Pray. Arrow of sickness. Arrow of infirmity. Go back to sender. Arrow of terminal sickness. Go back to sender. In the name of Jesus. Go back to sender. Go back to sender. Arrow of terminal sickness. Go back to sender. In the name of Jesus. Arrow of terminal sickness. In Jesus' name, they go back to sender. I have a word for somebody here. Any power I have to pull you down, in the name that is above every other name, God will pull them down in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, I decree to somebody's life, in the name that is above every other name, every root of hardship in your family, every root of struggling in your destiny, every root of stagnancy in your life, today by the power, the Bible says, whatever my heavenly Father has not planted shall be rooted out of you. Therefore, today I root out the root of hardship, I root out the root of failure, I root out the root of sickness, I root out the root of delay, I root out the root of stagnancy in the name of Jesus. Aha. Thank you, Jesus. You are going to pray this next prayer, God. Don't joke with this prayer at all. Say this one for yourself. It's a decree. Job 22, verse 28. It said, thou shall also decree a thing. It means that somebody has decreed it before. And the Bible says, it shall be established. Numbers chapter 14, verse 28. It says, as you as truly as the Lord liveth, as you have spoken into my hearing, so will I do unto you. Say this one loud and clear. Say, I decree and I declare. Those who belittle me in the past, they will witness my progress in life. In the name of Jesus, pray, 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 pray. Everyone that believe to me, saying nothing good will come out of me, they will see me do great things in life. They will see me do great things with my children. Open your mouth and pray, 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 pray. Anyone that say this is how far you can go, they will see you do great things in life. In the name of Jesus, they will see you do great things in life. In the mighty name of Jesus, they will see you do great things in life. In the name of Jesus, those who believe to you in the past, they will see the hand of God in your life. In the name of Jesus, let your name be glorified in Jesus. Mighty name, we are praying. I want somebody to pray this prayer point again. Shout this one without apology to any power. This next level that we are going into, say this one without, say powers that want me to die as a poor person. Hey, beloved, poverty is a curse. Whether you like it or not, poverty is a curse. Say powers that wants me to die as a poor person. Ah, you are a liar! Die! Da, 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 da. Ah, pray, 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 pray. In the name of Jesus. Da, 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 da. Pray, 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 pray. In the mighty name of Jesus, die, 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 die. Yes, 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 yes. In the mighty name of Jesus, in Jesus' name, we are praying, beloved. Whether you believe it or not, it doesn't change the subject matter at all. It is the spiritual that controls the physical. The spiritual controls. That's why we wrestle not against flesh and blood. So what we are fighting tonight is not ordinary human being. No. It's the power that operates behind human being. You are going to say this next one for yourself. Say every evil voice that says I shall not make it. Hey. You are a liar. Every evil voice, say maritally you will not make it, financially you will not make it, spiritually you will not make it. Oh, put your mouth down. They must die. 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 Aha! Pray. The power that say you will not make it, ministerially you must make it, financially you must make it, materially you must make it, maritally you must make it. The evil voice that say you will not make it, they must die. 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 Aha! Pray. Help yourself tonight, my sister, my brother. Please help yourself in the name of Jesus. Help yourself tonight in the name of Jesus. Help yourself. Aha! That is it. That is it. That is it. That is it tonight in Jesus' name. We pray. I pray for every parent here and parent to be. Whether you are single, just say a prophetic sevenfold amen to this prayer. I decree to every parent here, you will never witness the burial of your children in the name of Jesus. You will not see your children die in the name of Jesus. They will do great things in life in the name of Jesus. They will succeed in life in the name of Jesus. No weapon fashioned against your family shall prosper in the mighty name of Jesus. Every tongue that rises up against you, they shall be condemned. Wherever they mention your name in evil, fire will scatter them in the mighty name of Jesus. I decree to your life, higher casata, so shall it be. In Jesus' name we pray. I pray for somebody here. You are supposed to be an employer of labor, but as we speak now, you have tasted good money before, but the enemy has relegated you to nothing. I prophesy to your life, every curse of you working for others as a slave. If your amen is loud, that curse is broken tonight. In the name of Jesus, it's broken tonight. 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 In the mighty name of Jesus. Aha. Thank you, Jesus. Something is happening tonight. Somebody is getting blessed. In the name of Jesus. You are going to pray for yourself. I want to say this before I move on. Two more prayer points before we open our scripture tonight. Two more prayer points. I pray for somebody here, including myself and my family, in the name that is above every other name. It doesn't matter the number of people that died during this pandemic situation. I decree, nobody will pay you a condolence visit in the name of Jesus. Nobody will pay you and your family, me and my family. Nobody will pay us a condolence visit in the name of Jesus. Aha! Thank you, Jesus. Now, I want to lift up a voice. Loud and clear. Say, oh God, arise. And let my situation change in the name of Jesus. Pray. Open your mouth and pray for yourself. Help yourself in this prayer. Father, arise, O Lord. Onua the day. Let my situation change. Let my situation change. Let people gather to celebrate me. In the name of Jesus. Father, let my situation change. Let my situation change. Ah, Onua. He will not run me, yeah, Jesus. He will not run me, yeah, oh. Ah, Father, let my situation change. Tete waba mi she, oh. He will not run me, yeah. Thank God, thank God. Father, situation, my wife. Must change. The situation of my family must change. Our situation must change. People will gather to celebrate us. Father, lift up a voice, my brother. My situation must change. In the name of Jesus, my situation must change. In the mighty name of Jesus, let your name be glorified. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Ha. You are going to say the last one before we open our scripture. Lift up a voice and pray this one out of me. Say, oh God, arise. In your power, trouble every power that is troubling my life. In the name of Jesus, oh no, I trouble the power troubling my life, trouble the power troubling my family, trouble the power troubling my children, trouble the power troubling my husband and wife. In the name of Jesus, Father, trouble the power, Holy Ghost, trouble them. Every power troubling my destiny, every power troubling my family, every power troubling my peace. Oh no, I trouble them now. In the name of Jesus. Oh God, trouble them tonight. Father, trouble them tonight. Oh, do I did they see the Lord? Father, trouble them tonight and let your name be glorified. Thank you, Heavenly Lord, in Jesus' precious name. We pray. I pray for somebody here. In the name that is above every other name, before this month ends, there will be a divine turnaround in your destiny and your situation in the mighty name of Jesus. I pray for somebody here. Everything that is declared impossible in your life, God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, that brought out a son from a virgin, that same God will attend to your cry tonight in the name of Jesus. God will turn your shame into fame in the name of Jesus. Your ridicule will be turned to miracles in the mighty name of Jesus. Your delay will become divine acceleration in the mighty name of Jesus. Let your name be glorified in Jesus' precious name we are prayed. Amen. Let's open our Bible quickly. Open your Bible with me to John chapter 9. I want to pick the last set of prayers there from there tonight. Praise the name of the Lord. John chapter 9. Thank you, Jesus. John chapter 9. Everybody must open the Bible, please. John chapter 9. Because all the prayer we are praying tonight, the lesson will be coming from that scripture. John chapter 9. Thank you, Jesus. Mercy telebrosu to makatayaba. Zekelibo mahiaka. I start from verse 1. John chapter 9, verse 1. I want every, this message is prophetic. If I titled it that, oh Lord, make my case a wonder. That's the title of the passage we're about. Father, make my case a wonder. And that will be your portion in the name of Jesus. In verse 1, now as Jesus passed by, he saw a man who was born blind from birth. And his disciples asked him, Rabbi, who sinned? Is it this man or his parents that he was born blind? This first passage and second passage shows clearly that there is possibility for somebody to start battles from the womb. Many people's battles started from the womb. But I have a word for somebody here. In Isaiah chapter 10 verse 27, the Bible said, it shall come to pass that day that the body shall be lifted up your shoulder and the yoke shall be destroyed by the reason of anointing. Therefore today, every battle that you are carrying right at the moment, that is from your mother's womb, today by the power in the blood of Jesus, that battle expires in the name of Jesus. In verse 3, listen carefully. Jesus answered them, neither this man nor his parent sin, but that the works of God should be revealed to him. The prayer point for John here is a prophetic law that in the name that is above every other name, I am praying for somebody here today, I don't know who you are, that the problem you are going through now, it's not as a result of your sin, but the works of the Lord, the glory of God, shall be revealed through you in the name of Jesus. And in verse 4, and Jesus said, I must walk the work of him who sent me, which is God, while it is in the day. Because the night cometh when no man can walk. Verse 5, as long as I am in this world, I am the light of this world. That's God telling you that. And when he heard these things, Jesus spat on the ground. Please take note of these things. He spat on the ground and made a clay, John chapter 9 verse 6 now, with saliva. He anointed the eyes of the blind man who was born blind with the clay and said to him, go, wash yourself in pool Siloam, which is translated sent. So the man went, he went and washed himself and he came back seeing. There is somebody listening to me tonight. I don't know what you are passing through right at the moment. But before we share the grace in today's service, if you want to get in this prayer line tonight, people will see the handwriting of God in your life in the name of Jesus. This man came back saying, what a miracle. He has never seen before. I am praying for somebody here. The miracle, does I should tell you, what eyes have not seen before, what ears have not heard before, what has not entered the imagination of any man, is the miracle that will bombard your family this year. In the name of Jesus, so shall it be. In Jesus' name, we pray. Hey, in that said, this is very carefully. Verse 8. This is where the problem starts now. Therefore, the neighbors, not neighbor alone, and those who previously seen him that he was blind, they said, is not this he who sat and begged? They were asking questions. Is it not the man that's always sitting down there? They might have been asking you, is that not the woman that is always begging for food from one place to the other? Is that not the man that is always looking and saying, how would God, why would God help me? Is that not the person that we know him as one cloth throughout? He's always this. I don't know how people saw you, but today, by the power in the name of Jesus, the garment of reproach upon somebody's eye, I set the garment on fire. In the name of Jesus, they knew the man. He said, is that not the man who started to beg? And verse 9. Some said, is the one. Others said, is like him. And he told them, don't worry yourself, oh, I am the one. His miracle become a controversy between the city. The neighbors were angry because of the miracle. I don't know who I'm speaking to tonight. It doesn't matter how we join the prayer line tonight. In the name that is above every other name, people will soon see the handwriting of God in your life. In the name of Jesus. He said, they said, is he the one? Others said, he's not the one. In the other one said, he's like him. But he told them, he said, no one, Amy, let it die yet, you know. We pray, Kole, die, and Kole, I am the one. Should my body, I know that, but I don't know. I pray for somebody here. It doesn't matter how people have told you that you can never make it. They will see the unnatural of God in your life. In the name of Jesus. They will see it. They will see it. They will see it. They will see it. Although they have said you have, they will delegate you to nothing. But God is bringing you out of nothing into becoming something today. In the name of Jesus. If you don't believe me, the Bible says Joseph entered the prison where he spent 13 good years in prison. And after 13 years, he woke up as a prisoner. But by the time he slept, the day God remembered him, the day God attended to his cry, the Bible says he slept as a prime minister. I don't know how you woke up tonight, but before we share the grace in this meeting tonight, your story will change for better. In the name of Jesus, your story will change for better. In the name of Jesus, that's not the end of the story. Let's go. You know, people are arguing. They were arguing. I understand. Therefore, they said to him, how were your eyes opened? He answered and said to them, a man called Jesus, look at the way he described Jesus Christ. A man called Jesus made a clay, anointed my eyes, and said to him, go to the pool of Siloam and wash yourself. So I went there, I washed myself, and I received my sight. End of story. And they said to him, where is he? He said, I don't even know where he is. But that's not the problem. If you go by starting, another problem starts again. I told you, God will make your case a wonder. In the name of Jesus, God will make your own case. It doesn't matter what it looks like. A wonder. In the name of Jesus. In verse 13, they brought him formally, who was blind, to the Pharisee, the people of the law. When the Pharisee saw him, in verse 14, now it was on the Sabbath day, when Jesus made a clear and opened the man's eyes, in verse 15, then the Pharisee asked them again, how did you receive your sight? He said to them again, he put a clay on my eyes, and I washed myself, and I was able to see. They now asked him a question. And they said, therefore, some of the sacrifices said, this man is not from God. It doesn't matter. But he does not keep Sabbath day. Others say, look at the Pharisee, the government, the neighbors, they were now, his case became a controversy. Mommy, daddy, I pray for everyone here tonight. I don't know what you are passing through, but the miracle that will locate your family after tonight's prayer line, if your faith is strong and your amen is loud, it will become a controversy among people who say, is it feeling with you? In the name of Jesus.
Amen!
What are we talking about? As we're talking about a miracle that looks like a controversy. And others said, look at it this way, in verse 16, in verse 16, how can a man who is a sinner do such signs? and there was division among them.
Ah, mommy, daddy, your miracle will attract division among your enemies. In the name of Jesus.
I say your miracle will attract division among your enemies. In verse 17, they said to the blind man, again, they asked him the same question. They have asked in verse 13. They asked again in 17, what do you say about him? Because his eyes was open. He said he is a prophet. Then in verse 18, there was a problem again. The Jews did not believe him concerning him. Then he had been blind and received his sight until they called his parents. They invited his parents. Can you imagine that? They could not believe that somebody, they don't even wonder whether this man was blind, now you can see. I am praying for you today. Anyone that wants to reverse what God has done in your life, everyone will silence them tonight. In the name of Jesus. He said, they invited the parents who had received his sight, and they asked them, saying, is this your son who was born blind? How does he now see? His parents answered them and said, we know that he's our son, no problem about that, that he was born blind. But by means how he see, we do not know. Or who opened this? And we haven't got a clue. But he's of age. Ask him yourself. I pray for somebody here. Your testimony will silence your mockers in the name of Jesus. It will silence your mockers. He's of age. Ask him. And he will speak of himself. His parents said this. Why? Because they feared the Jews. For the Jews has agreed already that if anyone confessed that he was Christ, he will put out of synagogue. Therefore, his parents said this. He's of age. Ask him. So you know what they did? Again, they called the man again. They called him again. The testimony tonight said is that your story will be a controversy among your enemies in the name of Jesus. They say, is that not the woman that has been barren for 20 years in her husband's house? Is she the one carrying that twins? Is that the man that has never married before? That the beautiful lady was beside. I am praying for somebody here. In the name that is above every other name, your miracle will be like wonders in the name of Jesus. So in verse 23 and verse 24, so again they called the man. Look at what has happened in that city. Because one person's eyes was opened, his miracle became a wonder. And again, the man who was born blind, he said to him, give God the glory. He said to them, we know that this man is a sinner. He can't even bother. And he answered and said, whether he's a sinner or not, I don't really care. What in I know, that although I was blind and now I can see. I am praying for somebody here. In the name that is above every other name, I pray for you. Ephesians 3:20. The Bible says I can do exceedingly, abundantly, above what you can think or imagine. The miracle that will next happen to somebody's life here, the whole world will celebrate Jesus in your life. In the name of Jesus. Now pray this prayer. Say, my Father, make my case a wonder. Open your mouth and pray. Help yourself. Pray. In the name of Jesus, make my case a wonder. Make my case a wonder. In Jesus' name, we pray. Give up it. The Yoruba version, I love that one, of wonder is called Iyanu. Why did they call it Iyanu? You must open your mouth. Ha! Is it true? The day in Luke chapter 5 verse 1 to 7, when Peter sailed all night, he caught no single fish. And when he encountered Jesus, when Jesus came into his life, he used his boats to preach. After preaching, he said, sir, launch into the deep. He said, what are you talking about? How can I launch into the deep this time around? This case is closed already. The fishes, they were gone already. They don't know where. It was in the night that can catch fishes. But Jesus said, don't worry. He said, but at thy word, based on what you said, I will do it. And lo and behold, this man launched into the deep during the day. And lo and behold, he asked a net tearing and a boat sinking catch. I am praying for somebody here. The kind of encounter you will receive in this prayer point, dear Lord, I decree, people that does not know you, they will celebrate Jesus in your life. The Lord will make your name a prayer point in the name of Jesus. The Lord will intervene in your case in the name of Jesus. Whether it's healing that you desire, God that brought out Lazarus from the grave, he will bring out, he will resurrect your life in the name of Jesus. Anyone facing challenge here, God will put solution to your challenges in the name of Jesus. Whether you like it or not, in the name that is above every other name, God will make your case a wonder. When God makes your case a wonder, you will move from failure into success. When God makes your case a wonder, you will move from ridicule to a miracle. When God makes your case a wonder, you will move from trial to testimonies. When your neighbor that thought nothing is good coming out of you again, they will bow down to your God. But there is a caveat there. As the lawyers always say, the caveat is that you must have an encounter with the Lord. Without the encounter, my brother, my sister, God cannot make your case a wonder. But if you are here tonight, you have not surrendered your life to God. God is a miracle worker, he's not a magician. So you must be in line with the Lord before you can experience him becoming a wonder in your life. I have seen it work mightily in my life. I knew how I was before I knew what God has brought in my life again. I knew the wonder. A day somebody heard about my testimony like this, the man shouted, "Hey, is it true?" I said, "It's more than true." Why? Because if God be for you, it doesn't matter the thousand. If nobody can be against you. God can make you a wonder. When God makes you a wonder, when you hold Jesus Christ on your right hand side, your mockers will bow to your maker. Your mockers, those who have been mocking you, will bow to your maker. When God turn your case to a wonder, those who thought it is finished with you, they will see the hand of God in your life. When God make you a wonder, there will be serious division among those who thought it is finished with you. I am praying for somebody. God will make your case a wonder in the name of Jesus. You are going to turn into prayer. Say, "My Father, I am overdue for a change of story. Appear in my situation in the name of Jesus." Pray. Help yourself in that prayer. Help yourself. We are running up very soon. Help yourself. Oh, do I appear in my situation? Oh, do I dash your me? Father, appear. Open your mouth and pray. Make my case a wonder in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray. Aha! Pray. He said, "I was blind. Now I can see. I don't care anymore. Father, make my case a wonder. Make my case a controversy amongst my enemies. In the name of Jesus, let your name be glorified. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray." Two prayer points before you run up tonight. You are going to pray. We read in the Bible, in John chapter 9 verse 1 now, that the person, that boy's problem was from his mother's womb. You are going to pray like this. Say, "Every problem from my mother's womb affecting my life now, die. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and pray. Every problem from my mother's womb, oh yeah, expire. Long time problem in my life, oh yeah, expire. Oh yeah, expire. Oh yeah, expire. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Lastly, you need to confess Jesus Christ as your Lord and your personal Savior for him to make your case a wonder. To make your case an urgent case. For heaven to let loose that. No. That day, heaven located that boy and a long time problem expired that day. So if you are here tonight, you are not giving your life to Christ. Say, "Lord Jesus, I acknowledge that I'm a sinner. Save me. Cleanse me. Forgive me all of my sins. Write my name in the book of life. Father, I cannot continue my life like this. I need you back in my life. I want to open a new page in my life so that the story changer can locate me too. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' name we pray. I declare you today as my Lord and my personal Savior. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen." Congratulations. You can now come to the throne of grace to make a declaration. Before we pray the last prayer, I want you to ask God, "Father, this is my story. This is my own story. Tell God, which area of your life you want God to make a wonder? Which aspect? Is it your marriage? Is it your finances? Is it your children's life? Is it your destiny? Is it your marital life? Is it your ministerial life? Tell God, Father, in your health, make my case a wonder. Open your mouth and pray that prayer. Open your mouth and pray. Tell God to make your case a wonder. Tell God to make your case a wonder. Before we pray the last prayer point, Father, tell God. Maleke sitele brosoto makaja baba. Zekele bo. Zekele bo. Oya pray. Zika mama. Father, make my case a wonder. This is my story. This is my story. Father, maleke zalebo. Majaka mama. Pray. In the name of Jesus, male brosoto makaja baba. Zekele bo. Father, make my case a wonder. In the name of Jesus, let your name be glorified. In Jesus' name, we pray. Lastly, you are going to pray this prayer point with anger in your bones. Say, every good door that need to open for my story to turn to wonders, open by fire. Open your mouth and pray that prayer. Every door that need to open for my story to change, in the name of Jesus, let it open. In the name of Jesus, let it open. Let it open to open your mouth and pray. Let the door open. Open your mouth and pray. Aha! Prepare, help yourself. Let the door open tonight. In the name of Jesus, let the door open. In the mighty name of Jesus, let the door open tonight. In the name of Jesus, aha! Let the door open tonight. In the name of Jesus, let your name be glorified. In Jesus' name, we pray. You know what? Listen very carefully before we go. On Thursday, we are connected to the same prayer like this. On Thursday, 10 to 11 p.m. UK and Nigerian time. And next week, Monday, which is by this time next week, Monday, is our special program called Command the Month program. We are going to command the month of June, which is declared as a month of jubilation. So we are going to command the month. It will be a live video program. We are going to dance and celebrate and pray into the month of June. And I pray that whether your enemy like it or not, in that same month of June, everyone connected tonight and that will connect even on Thursday again, they will surely jubilate and celebrate in the name of Jesus. So I have the confidence in the Lord. Please invite friends, invite everybody. Let them come and benefit in what you are enjoying. Don't keep this thing to yourself. Don't be like the leper. They say, if we stay here, we are going to endure, we are going to eat and die. But they say, let us go and tell people what God is doing through this small prayer line. I pray the Lord will help us and beg you. On Thursday, don't miss it. That's the last one for this month of May, which is month of grace. And next month is on the 1st of June, Command the Month program. We're going to do the same thing like this, 10 o'clock, but there'll be an extended service. It might be to 11:30 as the Lord lives. But God bless you in the name of Jesus. Please don't miss it on Thursday. Tomorrow is for the singles. Those who are believing God for their life partner, tomorrow by 8:30 UK time and Nigerian time, up to 9:30, we are praying for the singles. God bless you in Jesus' name. I decree to everyone's life, before you go, in the name that is above every other name, evil shall not befall you. In the name of Jesus, every strong man that is frustrating your progress in life, ever will silence them tonight. In the name of Jesus, the garment of shame and disgrace the enemy has placed upon your family is being removed completely tonight. In the name of Jesus, I decree God will arise and catapult you to a greater tomorrow. In the mighty name of Jesus, it shall be well with you. In the name of the Father, it shall be well with you. In the name of the Son, it shall be well with you. In the name of the Holy Spirit, I prophesy to somebody here, even before Thursday, the miracle that your life has been waiting for, it doesn't matter the lockdown. God does not care about lockdown. That miracle will locate you in the name of Jesus. Your stolen blessings shall be recovered. Any evil dream that want to come to pass in your life, by the power and the blood of Jesus, I cancel the dream tonight. In the name of Jesus, let your name be glorified. In Jesus' precious name, we are prayed. Amen. Can we share the grace in fellowship? The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us now and forevermore. Amen. Surely, goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. Amen. Before you go, say, I decree, O God, make my case a wonder in the name of Jesus. And so shall it be. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Seven thunderous hallelujah. I want to go. Hallelujah. 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 God bless you all in Jesus' name. Have a wonderful night. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Have a wonderful night, everybody. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you.